321.
From baseball cards.
Oh boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
5:35 on a Wednesday, that means it's time for Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600 is the talk and text line. If you have questions about sports cards or collectibles, be happy to answer them, or future topics you'd like to hear talked about on the segment, feel free to send those in via the text line. You can also reach out via email, Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at KGYMradio.com. You can also send me a direct message on Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, at SW on the radio. Several of you have done that, tweeted at me, said, hey, what about this? What do you know about this? And I've either replied to you directly or mentioned it on the segment. So happy to do that. We do separate this out as a podcast, its own podcast, at KGYMradio.com. Isaac is the one behind that. So if you miss anything, you can find the segment directly at KGYMradio.com after the show. Today is a big day because it is the start of the National. Not the Nationals, the Washington Nationals. We're not talking about them. Not talking about some mysterious thing called the National. It's the National Sports Collectors Convention. And this year it's in Cleveland. It's bounced around. I haven't been, and this, okay, some of you might say, well, why are you talking about it if you haven't been in forever? Because it's a big story. That's the answer. But I haven't been since, gosh, college? And even then, I seem to forget when exactly I was there. But it's been over a decade, I think, since I've gone, just because of work and different things getting in the way. It costs money. You got to get a hotel, all the different factors that come into it. But it is a huge event. If you're into cards and memorabilia, I'm sure some of you who listen have gone in the past or are planning to go this year. But over 100,000 people are expected to pass through the doors of the IX Center between today, which is opening day, and Sunday. And this is basically your one-stop shop, to use an old advertising term, your one-stop shop for sports cards, sports memorabilia, autographs. I've said before when I've referenced the National on this segment, if you can't find it at the National, it must not exist, because there are, the times I've gone, there are people who have just boxes upon boxes of cheap cards. There are some of the highest of high-end cards, highest of high-end memorabilia here. There's autograph guests. There's new kind of innovations. You'll see booths from Fanatics. Upper Deck is there, all the major card retailers. If you collect, you know who they are. I won't give them free pub on the segment, but and even shops from across the country, they get a table at the National. They move inventory. They sell packs and boxes and single cards and whatever. So it's quite the experience. I'd love to go back. I'm not going to make it to Cleveland. It's usually in Chicago. And Chicago is easy for us to get to in eastern Iowa. Cleveland a little bit further, obviously. It's been to Atlantic City, New Jersey in the last couple years, which, as an aside, people in the hobby hated Atlantic City. The arena, I've heard, was terrible. Security was bad. There were some people who got robbed. And again, with people understanding the value in trading cards, the monetary value in trading cards, there are people targeting people who collect trading cards. It's an unfortunate kind of side consequence with it. I don't know much about Cleveland's arena or the situation there, but it's an experience. My advice, again, from thinking back to the last time I was there, which was also long ago, before really the card hobby blew up in 2020, my advice is A, bring comfortable shoes, B, bring a lot of money, and C, have a plan. Just like with any kind of like trade show, I'm sure there's people out there who collect coins, model trains, like any kind of collectible, right? You want to have a plan of attack, because this is so huge. Go there knowing what you're looking for. Be prepared to wait in lines, right? And be prepared to shop around and look around. It's easy in that kind of setting with a whole gigantic convention center to go through to see what you're looking for at one table and not think to go to another table. It's just basic consumer kind of like behavior, right? Because what one person might have at this table, say you're looking to complete the 2005 Topps baseball set and you're looking for three cards or whatever from the set. This guy might have it at one price, but somebody six rows over and, you know, two rows back might have it in their quarter box, and you might be able to get it for pennies on the dollar. So that's basically what my experience has been. It's fun. Again, I've kind of fallen victim the last time I was there. You see, I'm a sucker for the cheap stuff, right? Like I have high dollar cards in my collection. I have nice memorabilia and stuff. But sometimes if you're kind of like a niche collector, like you collect, you know, Iowa Hawkeyes, Iowa State Cyclones, you know what you're looking for. And some of the players maybe who've, I'm not talking about the George Kittles or the Sam Laportas or the Tyrese Halliburtons of the world, but some of the guys who got a cup of coffee in the NFL or in the NBA or whatever sport it might be, you know they're going to be in the dollar box or like the $5 box, so you know exactly what you're looking for and you can probably get a bunch of good deals, but there are a lot of those there. So know what you're looking for. Be responsible with your money because it's easy to rack up, you know, a lot of transactions on your bank card or your credit card, and just have fun with it. If you've ever planned on going, I'd like to go back. My big thing is I'm not a big crowd guy. I've developed this. I'm not afraid of crowds, but like I like to be able to take my time and not feel rushed. And when you have 100,000 people throughout the weekend cycling in and out, it's tough to be able to just sit back at a table, look through whatever you want to look through, look at whatever you want to look at when everybody is kind of gravitating towards you or you feel like people are kind of hovering around you. So I probably will make it back. I'm hoping to if it comes back to Chicago. I don't necessarily have the future dates in front of me, but it truly is, if you're a sports collector, kind of a bucket list type of thing. The one complaint I've seen, especially lately since COVID, is that the prices that dealers have on their stuff is extraordinarily high. Part of that is because it costs a lot to set up there. So you're trying to recoup the cost for a table. It's well over $1,000 for a set of tables, from what I understand. So you're going to see higher prices if you understand that and understand that not every dealer is willing to negotiate. Maybe you'll go in there with a little bit more peace of mind, but I'm not trying to downplay it or poo-poo it or anything like that. It truly is a cool experience, but go there with the proper mindset and expectations. Understand that there are a lot of people who've entered the hobby in the last 4 years. So what, if you haven't been in a while, what you saw back in, say, 2017, 2018 is not what you're going to see here in 2024. But it's all around a fun time. And I would recommend at least once, if you're a big collector, to make your way to the next time there is a national, or maybe plan a trip to Cleveland this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah, it does sound like a interesting experience, I guess is how we'll put it. I assume it would be something that's really cool and a unique opportunity. But like you said, I think you just got to be smart about what you're going. Yeah. Going with the plan, I think, is always the biggest thing. Because I look for mostly like Iowa stuff, and you're able to find like some pretty cool Iowa signatures. Like I got Randon Smith the other day for like a buck on eBay.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Right.
So stuff like that, where if you go in with a plan, you'll be able to save yourself a lot of money as far as what you're look for specific things, and don't just go, I'm going to get something that looks cool, because you're going to see a lot of things that you probably find cool right away.
People bring the highest of high end cards. Like I said, like you're going to see a ton of Mickey Mantle and Jackie Rowley, like vintage baseball, Michael Jordan rookies, you know, Wayne Gretzky. I'm trying to, like, the top end, the top tier cards are going to be there, and they are going to be at absolutely ridiculous prices. And there are people who go there with the intention to buy them. And that walk out with, I'm not saying multiple Mickey Mantles or whatever, but they go there with the intention of adding to their collection, and they get what they want. But I know plenty of collectors, you know, both personally and both people I watch on YouTube, who are sports card enthusiasts, who say, you know, if you're looking for, like we said, Iowa State, you know, David Johnson PSA 10 one of one for you Northern Iowa fans out there, or you're a Packers or a Bears super collector and you're looking for you know, a pristine condition Jay Cutler rookie car. I'm not sure why anybody would be looking for that, even Bears fans, but you'll probably find it there. Just, you know, make a plan of attack. So it's kind of cool just literally to walk in and see everybody who has everything, even that high-end stuff, even the high-end memorabilia, like signed Jordan shoes and Kobe stuff and Mahomes. Yeah, just anything and everything is available. The autograph list is kind of cool. They tailor it to the city that it's in. So when you're in Chicago, if you're a Bears fan, a Cubs fan, you know, White Sox fan, whatever, you'll get more, you know, Chicago teams. But in Cleveland, they have baseball legends and Hall of Famers, everybody from, you know, Wade Boggs and Roger Clemens to Carlos Baerga, Bartolo Colon, Terry Francona's signing, Ricky Henderson. That'd be a cool autograph to get. Chipper Jones. Just looking through the list here. Fred McGriff, the crime dog, is signing. Mariano Rivera is signing. Cal Ripken. So plenty of big names there. You've got Earl Campbell, Larry Zonka, it's a who. They don't get everybody, but there's plenty of autograph guests that are there that can, you know, you get something signed, and it's a cool experience to meet somebody you've looked up to or always wanted an autograph from. Dennis Rodman's on the list, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Penny Hardaway, Chauncey Billups, so lots of big names. At the Autograph Pavilion. They cost money, too. Some of the bigger stars, obviously, you can't just walk up to, you know, Dennis Rodman. I'd like your autograph, please, Mr. Rodman, and get it absolutely free. There's packages and VIP experiences and stuff. So all around, it's a cool experience. Encourage you to check it out if you're a card or memorabilia enthusiast. And I will be making a trip back at some point, not this year, but at some point. To the National, which starts up today in Cleveland, Ohio. There's Collector's Corner every Wednesday around this time. We have it for you here on 1600 ESPN. We'll bring it back again next Wednesday just after 5:30. Spencer at Sports continues after this. We'll wrap up the show. It's already almost 6. Wrap it up with the sports menu next.
Don't just pave it.